Hi, I'm Hannah Hassler, the host of Expansively Creative. I'm a copywriter and course creator, but beyond that, I'm a creative being. And so are you. When we talk about creativity, we are not talking about being a prestigious oil painter or a gifted sculptor. Visual arts are a small part of creativity, but they are not the sum. What we are talking about is trusting yourself to access your own creative power. This is an opportunity to really tap into the heart of creativity. And on this particular podcast season, we're going to talk a lot about how we can use creativity to expand our worlds. From guided visualizations, interviews with folks who use creativity in their daily lives, and real life conversations about creativity in business, it will all be here. The offering these perspectives on creativity is so important to me, and I'm really excited to hear how you're inspired to use them in your own life. I hope that your definition of what creativity is and what it could mean to you grows and expands throughout this season. Creativity is an absolutely essential part of life, and you are creative. Do you agree with those statements? Maybe one more than the other? Maybe neither? I think for a really long time, I would have said that I was not creative, right? Because when I think of creativity, I immediately think of the visual arts. So because I'm not a painter or a sculptor, I don't necessarily produce things that people would point at and say, evidence of creativity, in my opinion. And so I would have said, no, I'm not creative, right? And so many people feel this way. Recently, I've been asking some questions in some different Facebook groups I'm in about creativity and trying to get some feedback on people's thoughts on creativity. And one of the questions I asked was essentially, can you create things if you are not creative? And where I was going with that in my mind was like every single person is creative in some way or form. And now we can like have all this output, right? Oh, I've made a podcast, I've made a blog, I've made an email sequence, I've made a sales funnel, I've made a craft. And in my opinion, you can do all of those things and it not necessarily be creative if all you're doing is copying somebody else's stuff, right? It's kind of derivative. You're just regurgitating. There's nothing unique or original about it. So that's what I was thinking when I asked that. More so like, oh, you can, you know, quote, create some sort of output without very much creative initiative or input from your own self, which I find interesting. And so when I asked the question, can you create without being creative? That's what I was actually trying to ask. But almost everyone who commented on it had answers about how you don't have to be creative to create. And they would give examples of like, yeah, you know, I made this amazing program. I created this app. I write really unique content. And they were giving me all of these creative things that they do and saying, well, I create this, but I'm not creative. Well, I made this, you know, amazing program, this app, this service. I do X, Y, and Z, but I'm not creative. And I was really blown away because I was like, these are really talented, talented people describing highly creative things that they have been responsible for putting out into the world. And although they would say that they created those things, they were very uncomfortable saying that they were creative or they were creators. And I was really thrown off by that. Like, what? Obviously, you're all creatives. And I realized we have a lot of discomfort in our world owning that or claiming that. And I mean, on one hand, I guess if I reflect more, it's not that shocking. Like, for years, I would have definitely said, oh, no, I'm not creative, despite the fact that I write frequently. I write in a more academic style in an informative style. And I also write short stories and I sometimes write poetry. I would have said, oh, no, I'm not creative, even though I love coming up with kind of like different ways of looking at a situation or approaching a situation, especially when they involve interpersonal conflicts. I would have said, oh, no, I'm not creative, even though I have a ton of fun making collages that are kind of symbolic representations of different parts of my life. So you have all of this creating that I'm doing that clearly is indicative of me being a creative person. And yet I would have said, oh, no, I'm not creative at all. And when I'm thinking about that disconnect, I think there's two parts of it. Part of it is like for a lot of my life, attaching creativity to this like really highly skilled visual modality, right? So like, oh, my pottery is not going to be displayed in the museum. No one is calling me to purchase my paintings. Obviously, I couldn't be creative, right? So I've kind of had to take a step back from that and recognize, you know, scholars might call that big C creativity in terms of like, oh, it's professional, you know, and it's out in the world and it's been received as a creative output. But everyday creativity, right? The essence of me creating and contributing creatively to my own world and environment, I absolutely do that consistently and constantly. I just wouldn't have called that creativity. Right, I would have called it being myself, or and put very little value or appreciation on it because I don't see it as creativity. And so I've told myself I'm not a creative person. And then on the other side of that, I think that because creativity is very connected to an individual's emotion, unique perspective, something that they're willing to put out into the world or at least into their environment, right? These are, could be visual, right? It can be, the more, typical artistic endeavors we think of, but also, you know, ways of thinking, ways of speaking. You can use your voice or your mind to develop creative output, right? It doesn't have to be like this physical, tangible, you know, picture on paper, words on paper even. So there's this deep connection to your internal life. And I think for me, it took me a while to become comfortable with my internal life, with who I am as a person and what's going on inside of me. And something that I think I'm realizing more and more is that it's really hard to be creative if you're not willing or able to access your intuition, your inner kind of monologue / dialogue with yourself and your world, with your own way of seeing and being and doing. So the more that you're trying to do what other people want, the more that you're really just in tune with the expectations of the outer world and, you know, kind of striving after them, I think the least likely you are to be able to kind of be creative and practice creativity. So I know in season one of the podcast, I talk in the first kind of 6 episodes about kind of my life and myself and my adventure in counseling and self-discovery and essential questions and, you know, kind of reframing my own self-concept and all the work that I did in that. So when I look back now, I didn't say anything about creativity really in those first 6 episodes, but in the same way that those were a really vital part of coming into my own, I feel, as a person, they also were highly impactful to my own concept of myself as creative. And I think that the further I've gone into kind of developing who I am and being more comfortable with who I am and using my voice and using my gifts and, you know, kind of walking more authentically and authoritatively into who I am as a person, the more creative I've become. And I don't think that's just coincidental. You know, I don't think I was, you know, this rare hidden creative. I think every human has the capacity for creativity in high amounts. And some of us just hide that gift or bury that gift or refuse to acknowledge that gift a lot more than others. So not only did I have to shift my understanding of creativity to like, oh, it's not just this, you know, kind of professional visual output, but hey, creativity is about my unique voice, my unique contribution. Creativity can be connected to thinking and speaking and perceiving, as well as, you know, kind of more tangible physical outputs. So as I shifted that, the other side of creativity for me was really getting in touch with kind of my intuition, my inner being, as well as learning to trust myself. And for me, it really made me recognize that when I'm not being creative, so I'm kind of forcing myself into a small box, it's usually a sign that I'm listening more to kind of the external outer world and that I'm not trusting myself, right? Maybe I fear failure. Maybe I'm fearing judgment. Maybe I'm judging myself, which I find more and more often when I tell myself that what I'm afraid of is being judged. In reality, I'm just actively judging myself and it's shutting me down. And if I would just quit making it about other people and understand like, hey, I'm majorly judging myself, I can choose to stop that. And as I kind of get back in touch with myself and begin to trust myself again, my creative output increases and I have less concerns or even thoughts about how I might be perceived by other people, which is wonderful. So I know I haven't like given this really concrete definition of creativity. I think in the next couple episodes, I'm going to kind of work around that. I'm going to be asking for some of your input as I continue to kind of refine and enhance how I perceive creativity and what creativity means to me. But I'm having so much fun with it and more understanding creativity is so vital. And just to give you a little context for my interest, on one hand, as I said, I've always been someone who loves writing and in words, and more I realize how creative I've been throughout my life. In addition, as I've kind of gotten more in touch with myself, as I've begun to trust myself more, and as I've begun to kind of have more of my own creative output, I've had transitions in my career, first from teaching to becoming a virtual assistant, to moving into copywriting and course creation, which I'm really loving right now. And then in addition, I'm working with a partner to develop a group coaching program around creativity, which I'm loving. And we're having so much fun kind of thinking about what that container should look like. And then kind of one more step deeper, I'm also pursuing my graduate degree right now at Saybrook University out in California. I'm doing the courses distance, of course, and then I just go for two conferences a year. And so my program is in the psychology department, the creativity studies emphasis. And so I'm doing all this really heavy academic reading. And then I've also been listening to podcasts and doing just some more fun reading about creativity on the side. I just started Creative Calling by Chase Jarvis the other day, and it is phenomenal. And so I kind of have, you know, from a very academic perspective and then also a lived experiential perspective and then also kind of the social perspective of interacting with other humans as well as, you know, the books and podcasts that are being created. So all of these kind of sources are helping to inform my own definition of creativity. So just wanted to put that out there at the beginning of season two here, just as a little bit about how I've grown. If you've listened to some of those earlier podcast episodes, this is where I'm at now professionally as well as academically and just in my personal life. So this is meant to be a really fun exploration. Again, I'm really, really wanting to hear from people about what creativity means to them. If creativity is something that they can identify with, if they would call themselves creatives or creators, and then how we're using creativity to expand our worlds and become better people and make our world a better place. So that's what this season is going to be all about. thank you so much for listening today. As always, it is such a pleasure to have you here. One of my favorite things is when people reach out. In the app, you can actually record your own voice message response via Anchor, which is super fun. And I love to hear from people. So definitely get connected. And as always, I'll close with this question. How will you use creativity to expand your world?